Pepper Royale. Purple is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Purple Royale.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Purple Royale podcast. I'm your host, Tanag. On this platform, we share some personal, eye-opening and thought-provoking real-life issues by the transgender community in Zimbabwe. Now, in this episode, we share a story from a trans woman called Tinashe from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Tinashe talks about how her gender identity as a trans person caused problems at home, and something that even led to the breakup of her parents. Now, she narrates how she also struggled in school when she was facing discrimination, which affected her mental wellness. However, there was a silver lining in her journey of becoming. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Tinashe, a trans woman from Harare. I'm 28. Born in a family of three, I am the only one assigned male at birth. Despite my evident femininity, that's my gender identity as a trans woman. Life was never easy. Always feeling like I was born in the wrong body. Struggling to understand myself. Struggling to understand what it meant. Back then, we did not know the terms transgender or intersex. But I knew I was different. Sadly enough, it showed to anyone around me. This greatly affected my parents, particularly my father. Because of how feminine I looked and acted, he would constantly point out that I was abnormal and even doubted that I was his child. His anger was constantly directed at my mother, which is the usual case in most African cultures. If a child is born different, the mother is the one to be blamed, which is unfair and unjustified. The tense between my parents worsened, and in the year 2002, when I was in grade 2, my parents got separated. Then I did not know what it eventually costed, but I remember being the main topic of the discussion each time they quarreled. The separation caused a radical shift in my life. Father became less involved in taking care of the family, and mother had to do the most alone. My dad moved to another city, and my mom did not know what to do, and she have any job to sustain us. We struggled until April 20, 2005, when my mom was forced to send me to reside with my grandmother in the village, where the school fees was affordable, and I did my grade 6 and 7 there. I did well in my grade 7 final exams, ready to start school, and my dream was to go to a boarding school, somewhere I could de-stress from the stigma I had grown up experiencing in the family, somewhere I wouldn't feel ashamed of being born different, seeing my family get stigmatized because of me. With my good grades, I started looking for my dad, whom I knew nothing about his whereabouts for the past 5 years, hoping that if he saw my result, he would be proud that I had done well in my school and help me further my education despite our indifferences. My mother was unemployed and could not afford the school fees. Thus, my father was my last hope. Upon meeting my dad, I realized that he still dislikes me for being born different. To him, I was cursed, and he was reluctant to send me to a boarding school, saying my femininity would make other men want to sleep with me, and there was no parent to supervise me properly at the school to prohibit this. Luckily, he agreed to enroll me at a daytime college where I did my first 3 years of high school. The stigma I faced at the college left me often depressed and lonely. Few wanted to be associated with what they call a boy girl. The depression contributed to myself failing exams. I could not concentrate well, which resulted in failing to write my O-level examination. My dad had lost his job, so in addition to my poor grades, he couldn't afford to give me a chance to write my final examinations. So I had to drop out of school. Despite losing his job, my father could still afford to send my other siblings to school, just not me. Maybe my grade had contributed to this decision. As previously shown, I was not that important. Life quickly changed. From being a high school student to being a stay-at-home child, I would spend my days looking after my younger sister. His mother worked as a security guard to provide for the family. Father was no longer in the picture again, and we had to stay strong. There was no other choice than to stay at home, looking after my little sister while my mom was working as a security guard in order to take care of us. Years passed looking for any job so I could help support the family, but it was difficult. Where I got odd jobs, I failed to fit in because of my evident femininity, which made many single me out as an old person. At times I failed to get hired upon presenting myself, and the potential employers felt uncomfortable seeing how different I behaved and looked. Too feminine looking and acting for a man, they often said. After a tough period, I eventually managed to fit in a trans space as a peer educator at Tears, then at Transmat Trust. What was unique about these spaces was that I had found others like me, surrounded by a community that I understood me, and our past experiences were similar. Interacting with my trans peer, that is how I got to learn that trans person like me are as important as any human being, that we matter too and can contribute to our community just like anyone. Today, I am now a breadwinner for my family. I pay for my younger sister's school fees and help out with groceries as well as monthly rent for my family's shelter. My mom is proud of the person I have grown up into. And through the help of my fellow peers and trans organization, is getting support in form of education and even counseling for parents and guardians of trans or intersex children. Recently, I got an opportunity to do a course as a Friendship Bench buddy who gives basic counseling and peer-to-peer support. I've also been trained by International Trans Fund on human rights advocacy and obtained further leadership training from Safe Space International. All milestones that I never imagined a once dropout like me could achieve. What have I learned? Indeed, life for any transgender or intersex person is not easy. And that is why we have to keep on fighting for recognition and acceptance. My story started out terrible, but I am glad to say life is getting better than before. Here is never giving up and staying true to yourself, no matter what happened, no matter how many people try to pull you down for being different. Keep rising, never give up. Tomorrow will be a better day.
According to statistics from a nationwide research supported by RFSL Sweden on trans inclusion in the development framework of Zimbabwe, which was also presented as a spotlight report to the United Nations High-Level Political Forum in 2020, 54.8% of trans persons revealed that they were being stigmatized by family members, while 62% said they were stigmatized in high school and in most cases by fellow students. Exactly what Tinashe went through, as she narrated. These statistics are just a tip of the iceberg of various challenges as far as trans and intersex persons are concerned. Now, highlighting the need for strengthened mental health services for the community and even funds to ensure those that dropped out of school for various reasons, including being sidelined by family or stigmatized in school, have equal opportunities with the rest of the citizens. With all the challenges that Tinashe faced, she managed to stay bold and eventually became the breadwinner of the house. That's really commendable. Would like to thank the other foundation, Frida Fund and PEPFAR, for supporting the production of this episode, as well as Transmar Trust, Children's Radio Foundation and the Edwick Foundation for their continued contribution to make this podcast a reality. If you are an NGO, corporate or philanthropist, we encourage you to get involved and reach out to us. The People Royal Podcast is for the community by the community. Together, we will continue to give a voice to the often silenced yet valuable trans population in Zimbabwe. Don't forget to follow us and contact us on our social media platforms on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at People Royal Podcast. I'm your host, Tanaka. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.